Hi, this is Steve. Fans have been a part of Hollywood since the beginning. Teenage girls swooned over Rudolph Valentino and Douglas Fairbanks, and nobody was more beloved than America's sweetheart, Mary Pickford. Since then, there have always been stars whose popularity was so powerful that it seemed as if they would go on forever. Until, of course, it didn't. And then the fans who were so obsessed one day turned their attention to a rising star, leaving that other actor to wonder what exactly just happened. But there is another kind of fan out there, one connected not to a particular performer, but rather to a fictional character, world, or even idea. The first and most important example, at least in terms of copyright, is Disney's Mickey Mouse, whose simple design has delighted generations long after its original creators were gone. Superman has found his way onto every kind of media and merchandise since his debut in 1938, and while we might all have our favorite James Bond, it is the character, not the actor, that keeps the fans coming back for more. Of course, in all those cases, it was the corporate owners that kept those characters alive, not for any altruistic reason, of course, but simply because they saw them as money-making machines. Star Trek, on the other hand, is different. Paramount and NBC thought Star Trek was worthless, a failed TV show who barely made it to a third season. It didn't even have the 100 episodes usually required for syndication. Star Trek was, in 1969, essentially dead. It was the fans that kept Star Trek alive. With only 79 episodes in the can, many of them not exactly great, Star Trek became one of the most popular shows in syndication. And that's not all. There were conventions, fan fiction, merchandise. This wasn't a case of a studio trying to squeeze every dime out of their intellectual property. This was a case of fans who wouldn't let an idea they loved die. It was the fans who kept Star Trek alive, and in many ways, it was the so-called Trekkies who predicted the direction Hollywood has gone in the 21st century, with its intense, symbiotic, and often tumultuous relationship between the powerful corporate owners of our favorite worlds and the fans who believe those characters and worlds belong to them. All of this and more will be covered in part two of our discussion of Star Trek The Motion Picture with special guest Scott Mance this Friday on The Cinephiles.